Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks. Mojuba Akoda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluami, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Arabami, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everybody. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and hey, we are approaching our anniversary here on Sign of the Times, New Power Radio Network, effective July the 13th. We will be 5 years old, and I just can't tell you how excited I am to be approaching that day. It is a milestone, to say the least. We've been on the air 4 nights a week, 2 hours a night, faithfully for the past four plus almost 5 years, and we could not have done that without you. So I want to let you all know how important your participation is and your support. Whether you actually call in, whether you actually push one, I feel your energy, and I'm telling you, I could not do it without you. We could not have been on the air this long without you, and so I just want to send a shout-out to all of our listeners, whether they actually cue in or not. Your presence is felt, and your presence is needed, and so I want to invite you to also continue to support our sponsors, Manhood, Race, and Culture, headed up by my co-host, Dr. James Jones. On Wednesday nights, you can find Dr. Jones here, as well as on Facebook as a liking group page for Manhood, Race, and Culture, and on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also support Arlie Gordon out of Detroit of Unity Design. Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. We love Brother Arlie. We know that all of our brothers are who are a part of the Sign of the Times View Power Radio Network are out here taking care of business, and I'm going to reach out to him to get him on the air. It's been a minute since he's been on the air with us, but you can find him as well on Facebook as Arlie Gordon II and on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And again, Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. And last but not least, we want to always, always, always remember our beloved brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines and the families and loved ones and friends that they represent. So please hit up Unheard Voices, the Free Alabama Movement, and the Free Ohio Movement, respectively, on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at freealabamamovement.com and freeohiomovement.org. So since January, we have initiated the Redistribute the Pain campaign, and we are looking for family members, friends, loved ones, those on the inside and those on the out to be a part of this campaign. It is picking up steam every day. I get letters from across the country from confined brothers and sisters who want to be a part of the Redistribute the Pain campaign. They want to be a part of Bars Beyond Bars, which is our print publication to give a voice behind enemy lines, and they want to be a part of the solutions. And so some of the stories that we hear and we talk about here on Sign of the Times are amazing. So please continue to reach out to Redistribute the Pain. WordPress.com. Find out how you can get involved. You also can get with me directly if you have a family member, loved one, friend who is behind enemy lines, and maybe you even lost track of them. We can help you find them as long as you have their first and last name in the state that they were last in, to your knowledge. We can help you find them. So you can find me on Facebook as Queen Tahira, New Power Radio Network, and Sign of the Times, on Twitter at Queen Tahira, and Queen underscore Tahira on Instagram. And Tahira is spelled T-A-H-I-Y-R-A-H. So tonight we have, as we do every other week, Decarcerate Louisiana joining us. And I'm going to go ahead and open up Brother Zoe's mic. If you'd like to cue in, you can do so by calling in at 917-889-8059. You also can, if you're listening on your phone, push 1, and I will open up your mic and bring you in the queue. Welcome to Sign of the Times, Brother Zoe. How are you doing this evening?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good or whatnot. I just wanted to just say the same thing to your listening audience, that we appreciate the support that we've been getting or whatnot. At this moment, we both our leaders or whatnot were captured due to them exposing the truth of what's going on in Louisiana, right behind the enemy lines, unadulterated journalism. And like I say, we had two brothers that were not. There was our leader, Brother Malik Ryan. I want to say that even though they got him behind enemy lines, it's the worst David way, he's going to shake that institution up too. That wasn't nothing but God's work or whatnot. It may seem like on the surface that God has a plan, but he's got to look on beyond the plan or whatnot. Like I said, one thing about God is sort of like a GPS tracking device system. Like our brother Tyler Perry said or whatnot, it's not going to tell you exactly around the corner, but you have to know one thing, that you're on God's mission. And once you understand that you're on God's mission and you're here to serve the people, you're here to serve the people, everything's going to be all right. So I want to put it, we got a campaign, Classmate, Not Cellmate. It's been picking up a lot of things. Ryan's video has been showed. I mean, you can go to this, you can go to this Tyler's show and post his video on there or not. And we're not running. We're not running. We're here to stay. And I want to say that him getting passed, and Malik being on solidarity for finding Ryan being attention and work feeling that you have. But I tell you one thing, and the truth is gonna be exposed. Psalm 72, scripture 1-5. Read that.
Thank you for that, brother. You said Psalm 72?
Psalm 72, verse 1-5. May I get my Bible? Could you give me a second, Matt?
Okay, take your time. I just want to remind you all that you can go to the Decarcerate Louisiana Facebook page and find out information and see the video that Brother Zoe just referred to. The brother has been snatched up and moved to a hard time facility in Louisiana. The facility that he's been transferred to is David Wade Correctional. The phone number there is area code 318-927-0400, and the warden is Jerry Goodwin. Please call and do a wellness and status check for Brother Ronald Brooks. Again, his inmate number is 385-946. You also can do a status and wellness check for Brother Vernon Washington. His number is 301-291. Brother Washington is still at Angola, but he has been placed in what they call the dungeon. Now, that word in and of itself is very descriptive on its own. The number to Angola prison is area code 225-655-4411. And the warden there, his name is Daryl Vennoy, V-E-N-N-O-Y. So, again, the prison where Ronald Brooks, number 385-946, has been transferred to is David Wade Correctional Center. And the phone number there is area code 318-927-0400. The warden is Jerry Goodwin. And Brother Washington is still at, Brother Vernon Washington is still at Angola. Howsoever, he is in the dungeon, and we need a status and wellness check placed on for him, too. His number is 301-291, and the phone number at Angola is area code 225-655-4411, and the warden there is Daryl Vennoy, V-E-N-N-O-Y. Brother Zoe, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I said, y'all ready for the scriptures?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to give all, we on Psalm 72, verse 1-5. Give the king his judgment, O God, and the righteousness unto the king's son. And the king's son, if we have kings, princes, or whatnot, who shall judge the people with righteousness and the poor with judgment. The mountain shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and he shall break in pieces the oppressor. He shall break in pieces the oppressor. And I want that to be notified that social media will not be suppressed, and my voice will not be suppressed, and the millions of on and behind enemy lines will not be suppressed. Because
that's
God
right.
is watching over everything. Everybody have account for it. And my brother Ryan being shipped over there at the facility, I just want all the supporters to know that one thing, that long as we work together as a unit, as a team, movement must change. It must be a change. This is not going to happen in our generation. So we have right now. I was looking over our future on Facebook or whatnot. And what we need to do, we need to call these political figures and let them know that you will not be on the term, the next term, if you vote according to this. These issues have social policies effect, negative effect on these communities, urban communities in Louisiana and abroad around the United States. And we know these issues can be affected. And the money that's being appropriated for these social programs, we want this money to go where it needs to go. For example, it's the needy family program. That gets sent to the federal government, sends money to Louisiana, and disperses it across the nation. Right now, Louisiana got 168,300 kids living in extreme poverty. Louisiana is the worst place to raise a kid. And they have social policies that affects that. Social policies where money is not being appropriated to the right program. For example, that program is underfunded for the needy family. The concept, if you have the, like my grandkids and my daughter, she had five kids and whatnot. She's 20 years old, but she didn't survive and she didn't been through that despite any ill regardless of her family members and whatnot, not leading her to the right path or whatnot. But the key aspect is that she's working. She wanna open her beauty salon. So if you're working, the federal governor pays to put your kids in these early learning educational programs, but the money is not being dispersed the way that it's supposed to be because it is not being matched by the state, but yet the state is spending this money for other purposes, tax cuts for the wealthy. So we want all of these elected officials that they have been put on alert. August the 21st or whatnot, we're going to show up at Angola Front Gate by the numbers. And all of those kids that need to be put in this educational program, the governor signed on to the report, we want DOC defunded. We want the nepotism ending. We want it gone. We want LeBlanc, we don't even want him there because he's entwined with all of these political figures. We have a budget. We can go to Sister Tahira. I believe that is it possible that you can upload our classmate, not cellmate campaign to the Declaration of the Teacher, and it can have an accessibility. I believe that is on I don't know if it's on our group page. Is it possible that you can upload that on to your site?
Yes, we definitely can, and I can share it along with the video as well if you'd like.
Yeah, that would be fine or not. That would be fine. You can share that along with the video. And we want to let everyone know that this is a national trend that's going on. So it's not just affecting kids in Louisiana. It's affecting kids all across the nation. And what we're going to get with the unions or whatnot. We know one thing, that the unions could be tough. We're going to get to the union. We're about to shake up this school year right here. Classmate, not cellmate. And that has a purpose, meaning you take money out of incarceration and you invest it in education. Simple as that. We're saying that we don't want every $10 in education, we don't want $100 in incarceration. That's what's happening. That's what's literally happening on our watch. And the governor signed on the report said that that Louisiana need to know what they need to prioritize. So if I'm prioritizing locking up kids, and I'm going to show you how difficult this system was. In the early 2000s, the federal governor, Steve, had it under federal decree, Louisiana Juvenile Facility. It was named David Angola. The same correctional officer, Secretary LeBlanc, he was dealing with the same juvenile facilities, and he was treating them as adults. He had policies in place treating them as adults, getting them schooled to fuel this prison empire that Louisiana strive on. They build these satellite camps in these facilities around these rooted areas or now where they could hire their people, and they're getting jobs, and they're living off of the misery. And it's ridiculous that you don't have more outrage in Louisiana. But it's coming. It's coming because we got the right people on the team right now. And it's coming. So it's coming. So we're getting ready for this rally. And it's going to be a national action day, meaning we're coming with lawsuits. We're coming with lawyers. We're challenging our human rights. Human rights. Notice I said human rights and not civil rights. Civil rights could be suspended. That's what the 13th Amendment is about. It abolished slavery but turned right back and justified slavery if you're convicted for an offense. Louisiana and Oregon is the only two states that has it where 10 to 2 verdict, meaning if you convict, if your child is a juror of your peers in all other states except Louisiana and Oregon, that all jurors must find you guilty because your life is at stake, liberty. Your liberty is at stake, meaning all 12 of these people got to say you're guilty. But Louisiana, and it's a Jim Crow law, Louisiana and Oregon is one state that use it is because they use it to disqualify your vote, disqualify black people to serve on the panel. So right now, that's going to be on the ballot in November. So I want everybody, all Louisiana listen, all this and whatnot, we want to know that that need to be amended. That constitution that need is, has no place in our civilization. Anytime I can go to the court, congressional intent. That's meaning whenever the Congress, whenever our lawmakers create something, they have an intent. So you can go into these notes and find these notes with their intent. So their intent was to put black people back in slavery under the 13th Amendment, where you have a convict leasing program. All of this is in footnote. All of this is as a person reads it, but I'm here to tell you this. I'm here to break this down in layman terms of what we're going to do. We're going to vote them out of office, and we're going to breed the kids that's going to lead the future, our future. Instead of, all right, we need two families, and every family we need two lawyers, because blacks have been assaulted, Latinos have been assaulted at an all-time highs. Our civil rights and human rights is being violated every single day, every single second. We look on the news, shooting in the dead in the back. This data has just been collected a few years ago. The government wasn't even collecting this data until you had the Trayvon Martin. So what we need to do, we need to take out the black banks, take our money out of these banks, these white banks. Take it out of them. They don't need to be in Walmart, all of these businesses, we don't need to support them. We got enough of things that we can support our own. And once we build that capital, and once we build, then we can go to the bargaining chip and tell the Democrats, Republicans, independents, we're going to vote according to this agenda right here. The Asian vote is 1%. Population is 1% of the United States population, but they got more political influence who they got. Because they got China, they got their company. They come over here and they outsource. Our president, he outsourced. But we need to insource. We need to insource into our community. And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to say it's going to be a national. We're going to have voters, booths or whatnot, where we get our individuals to vote in Louisiana. Recently, they just not passed it, where convicted felons and whatnot that's on parole and on probation, they can vote. So we're going to have that out there. We want to coincident it with the business shade, because you have up with like 300 family members that come up here or not to see their family. So we want to get with NOLA to Angola, and they got other charter buses that come up here. So we're going to do that, and I talked to the sister about it, Sister Tahira. We're trying to get in the syndicated so we can get in those local beauty salons and stuff. So I got to get on that this week or whatnot. So I got to take a mental note on that so we can get in connected. Because the key is us connecting amongst each other. We need to connect it amongst each other. The black and brown.
Alonzo, Brother Zoe, I need you to slow down a little bit. Because you're giving out a lot of information, and you're really not giving me a chance to ask you questions. So I need you to slow down a little bit, okay? We got 2 hours to be on the air. And so we want people to be able to hear you, okay? But go ahead and continue. But I just need you to make you aware of that. Like, people are going to get lost if you don't slow down.
All right. I sure appreciate you telling me that or whatnot, because that's the last thing we want to do, lose our audience.
Yes, I agree.
But specifically what we're going to do or whatnot, our classmate, myself, man, that's a beautiful campaign, which is generally saying that invest more money in education versus incarceration. Simple as that.
Ashe, now, to get a better understanding of the current condition, because we realize that this is a systematic issue, the teachers bill that you all have talked about in speaking with the unions, can you talk about that more, and how can we get more quote-unquote professionals, even if they're retired teachers, which is an asset that we don't make use of enough, how can we get them involved in realizing that this is key to making sure that our children don't end up in the system? And I yield to you.
I believe how we get them involved, I would say Louisiana, we're not a lot of unions will not be loved political cover. Meaning, whereas as long as politically popular or not, there's something that they will go to. So I think one of the things in Louisiana would not, our governor signed on to the report. So what I would ask other states or whatnot, see where your government official stands on the end of school or prison pipeline report. So despite Obama leaving out of office, he still left social policies in place that we can gravitate towards and we can move forward. So I would suggest that you see where your elected leader stands on it, wherever he stands on it. If he's against it, you put political pressure on him because they got beautiful data and numbers that point to everything that we're saying is true. They got evidence that was done, I believe, by an economical summit. And what they do, they view all countries or whatnot and see where the kids are struggling. Like I believe Louisiana, the United States or whatnot, was like 39 around industrialized nations to be effective or not in raising kids. So like I said, it's a soap and a lunch against our kids, our families. So the best thing that I can say that we can move forward is call your elected leader or whatnot. You can always Google that, and it should turn to you at in that direction. If you have a Facebook page, you can go to town hall, and it will show you where all of your elected leaders at. So go to them and ask them, or send them a little note, send them a little tweet or whatnot, a text on their messenger, and ask them where they stand on that report. And we are constantly called. We're going to open up the calling campaign where it's going to be connected to their phone, meaning where everybody could just take some time or not call and just ask them where they stand on the report. Do you stand and take them? Because it's ridiculous for you to have Louisiana budget, which is almost a billion dollars. Louisiana budget is like $25 billion, but you have a DOC facility that's based on almost $1 billion. Like I said, a lot of it is because of nepotism and stuff being ran, the same families that ran Angola through the slave plantation, because know a little history on it. Angola was a slave plantation, that's where it gets its name from. Angola is in Africa, and a little history on it. And the same family that ran it is the same family that's running today. They stay on state subsidy. They don't pay no rent or nothing on state property. And you have one warden, assistant warden, his name is Balkus. He allegedly, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, something that they wouldn't give neither one of us, but he was allegedly accused of raping an underage girl. And the Me Too movement definitely needed to be in support because the young girl has a civil lawsuit complaint on this issue. So ongoing litigation, but yet this is the warden that attacked it. One of our brothers or whatnot doing his work stoppage with a stick. He was running down the stick, and at this moment, the advocate is subpoenaing the cameras where he could show that he was running down the till with some sticks and mates who were not threatened. So our human rights are being violated every single day. So, but I just ask that do y'all want to end y'all money being wasted for the system that has absolutely no interest in y'all community? So I think one of the best things that we can do is to start mobilizing through notifying our elected leaders and telling them that actually where they stand on the issue and whatever issue they stand on, that it's not according to the progressive of society with the evolving standards of decency. I will have to say that we vote them out of office and we breed our own political figures to run for these offices. I say we start investing in charter schools, home schools, and we want a lawyer in every family because, like I said, and I said again, that it's being assaulted there on every different front. So,
Ashe, what I'd like to do, if you don't mind, Brother Zoe, is play the recording that Brother Ron did. It is 7 minutes long, so I ask that everybody bear with us. But it's important, the things that he's saying in this video as it relates to the human rights struggle versus simply looking at it as a human rights issue. So is it okay with you, Brother Zoe, if I play that on the air?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Hold tight. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. This is our brother, Ronald Brooks. Again, his number is 385-964. He has been snatched up and transferred to one of the harshest, if not the harshest, criminal facility, prison facility in Louisiana, David Wade Correctional Center. So you're going to hear Brother Ron as he presented himself on social media. So you're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. Hang out with us. We'll be right back.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. I am a revolutionary, social change organizer, and freedom fighter currently incarcerated behind enemy lines at the Louisiana State Prison in Angola. I want to explain to you what Decarcerate Louisiana is and what Decarcerate Louisiana is not. Decarcerate Louisiana is not a prisoner's rights organization, and we do not see ourselves as criminals, convicts, inmates, or anything short of a human being. For good reasons, and as you will see, Decarcerate Louisiana is a human rights movement advocating for human rights and human dignity of people inside and outside the prison system. The right to higher education, community, mercy, and compassion are fundamental human rights that are God-given, not man-made. The right to liberate ourselves from ignorance, poverty, ghettos, and environments that oppress is likewise a God-given birthright. It is for these reasons that we are anti-slavery and are organizing to transform our ghettos into communities and our jails and prisons into places of human redemption, healing, higher learning that enable us to be productive in our communities and wherever our feet touch the land. In order for any of us to be productive and prosper as a people, poverty must go. Slavery must go. All conditions and practices, laws and policies that would deny or interfere with our higher development and growth and progress must go. Poverty level wages that make us poor, keep us in debt, make us beggars, make us desperate must go. A crime is being committed if we are denied higher education and wages and support systems that is not enough to buy and own a home, an automobile, a computer, and any other life necessities that prevent crime and keep us out of prison. Unsustainable development practices that give us poor development of the land and lack of resources must be stopped. A crime is being committed if the places where we live is not developed and designed with support systems to integrate each and every person in such manner as to ensure every step of the way of our successful achievement. Laws like the 13th Amendment that abolishes slavery, but then turn around and make an excuse to uphold slavery if a person is convicted of a crime, must go. We believe that federal and state constitutions that uphold slavery if a person is convicted of a crime is a dirty scheme, an evil plan put forward by modern-day slave traffickers disguised as public officials and big businesses to re-enslave the 2.4 million Americans currently being warehoused and forced to work on prison farms across the United States of America. This is why we are anti-ghetto, anti-slavery, anti-oppression. If you can relate and you can see the relationship between unjust laws and policies, crooked public officials, corporate greed, unsustainable development practices, ghettos, domestic violence and crime, and how each weaves together as a plan to segregate, marginalize, criminalize, and imprison us, you are awakened to the truth and the true state of affairs in this country. Decarcerate Louisiana is an organization for the people. Please join us in our organizing to change the laws to abolish slavery in the jails and prisons, and to tear down ghettos that serve as a pipeline to prison. To become a member or supporter of our organizing work, contact us at decarceratelouisiana@gmail.com. If you want to donate to support our organizing, go to decarceratelouisiana.com and press the donate button. To stay abreast of our work, follow us at facebook.com/decarceratelouisiana and decarceratelouisiana.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and peace and solidarity. All power to the people.
Shay, welcome back, Brother Zoe.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. And, man, it's music for my ears listening to that or whatnot. I could listen to it 100 million times and won't get tired.
That's right. And we have to, we may have to listen to it 105 times more as we proceed to engage people and recruit them for their assistance. Now, one of the things that might be helpful is if we could give the listeners an idea of the type of assistance that you're looking for, from legal assistance to boots on the ground. What is it exactly that people can do? Because not everybody can do all of the same things. So let us know exactly what you need from us.
All right, we can start from the legal assistance. So right now we would like the legal assistance of lawyers, pro bono lawyers or whatnot. And we need the legal system as it relates to any of the practices that Louisiana has in housing a lot of DOC inmates in satellite jails. At the moment, you have over 56 DOC inmates, and it's basically like a turnkey. They don't offer any rehabilitation program. So that's one of the things that's going to be on our list or whatnot during our protest during August. So the second thing that we can do, we can ask up the call political figures or whatnot, to call the ones out and demand change. And secondly, what you can do, you can register to vote. And if you have any loved ones that's attending college that would like to get involved, you can definitely hit us up on our Facebook page, and we would like to engage with you, whether you are studying any political science, any career that you're finding or whatnot. We'll find a place for you. We're definitely just asking for legal assistance at this moment.
That sounds good, Brother Zoe. Now, what can you say to the people to let them know that they truly, truly have the power? Some of the things that you've mentioned may give the impression that the people have to continue to ask and beg for what it is that we know that we are demanding, just because simply we are born here on this earth in this particular time. And not only are we advocating for human rights, but we're also advocating for natural law and unalienable rights. And so as we proceed forward, what message can you give to the people to empower them, to let them know that the power truly is still with the people?
The message that I could give to the people and not, I could just say, just follow history. I would say you just follow history and you just look at the fact that that we spent over $1.37 trillion in the United States budget. The United States budget is $17 trillion, $18 trillion for now. And this amount of money, so I suggest that we take our money out of these banks. And black banks or whatnot, minority banks, not just black banks, but minority banks, you get incentives as an investor to these banks. So I would like to post that information up on that or whatnot. I would list the banks that we have as suggestions for you to invest your money, to take your money out of all of these credit unions that don't invest nothing in the community. And what we would like to get established, we would like to get established everywhere that you spend your dollar. What is these top companies investing into your community? And if these companies is not investing nothing in your community, it makes any sense. It don't make any sense for us to spend our hard-earned dollar with these companies, with these top creators, whether it be Michael Jordan, whether it be Jumpman or Nike or whatever, Gucci or whatever.
Now, when you talk about, we heard Brother Ron mention that the dynamics that exist in our community. Look at your hair, Brooks. My grandbaby just walked in. You look beautiful. So when we talk about, though, the fact that there's been this investment, if you will, in the corrections aspect, but not the investment that we need to develop and empower and uplift our communities, explain what that looks like. If we look out into our communities, look out into our neighborhoods, what are we actually seeing that helps feed the system?
Well, we see the system, for example, like I said, with 168,000 and 300 kids being underfunded, programs being underfunded, it's not because of the money's not there. It's because we're not putting political pressure on these political figures and let them know that if you vote this way, you won't be in office, because that's how they run. They ran based on people donating to their campaign and them being promised. And they bank on us voting one way. So I believe that if we build a coalition that's based on voting according to our principles, according to the morality of our community, according to the basics of human rights, if we vote and we vote based on that or not, you know, we wouldn't have time putting these crooked politicians, these half-ass leaders in position. And they're taking our vote for granted. So I believe in, like Malcolm X said, I'm at the ballot of the bullet. And that's one thing that we can go to our great leaders, and we can go to the same problem that they had. It's the same problem we're having today. One of Malcolm X things said, we're going to build a lobbyist center in the middle of Washington. That's one thing that he wanted to do. But yet the farthest we got is the Black Caucus. But I'm saying the lobbyist center, like the Jews got. Like the Asians got.
That's
like
right.
Every other race, we want to build a lobbyist center in there, and we want to say that these laws is affecting our community in an adverse way, in an adverse effect. It's destroying our community. Gun laws is destroying our community. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, they're more satisfied with giving the kids teacher arms than giving them arms with books.
Hold on, y'all. We might. I think his line dropped. Yep. Which sometimes happens because of the connection. So what I'd like to do is play. Well, let's just go ahead and take a break a little bit early tonight. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. We will be right back. Ah, he's back. Hold on. All right, Brother Ryan. Oh, I called you Brother Ryan. You hear me? Brother
Yeah.
Zoe.
Yeah, I'm back.
Welcome back.
All right.
Okay. I'm sorry,
yeah,
you
but, I think one of the things that we need to do, we need to take advantage of the information that each individual has out, like such as decarcerate, and they got a lot of other movements and whatnot, and that's one thing that I wanted to make note of. that we would like to have a decarcerated USA. And we will have all the states that has the lowest poverty rate, all the states that has the low economical rate, all the states, all of these communities. We want to uplift the community because this Ryan made it so eloquently spoken or whatnot that we're advocating for human rights. We're not advocating for civil rights. Civil rights is something that could be taken away and given. Human rights is something that you're born with as a human being. And within human rights is human dignity and it's human redemption. Meaning just because you committed a sense that society may say was a wrong act against society, that doesn't mean that you're unrepairable for redemption. And like I say, we see it that happens to them all the time, that they're repairable or whatnot. We see it what happens all the time where you have a white guy that goes out there and kill black, goes in the church and they come out unharmed, but yet you have a black guy that's just walking while being black and he gets shot in the back. So long as those racial disparities in our face, it's not us making this up. This is the federal governor. This is data that they're showing. And that's one thing about our classmate, not cellmate. All of this is data. All of this is what the federal government and the state government has provided to the public. So what we have did, we have made it easy and accessible to the public, to the people, where they can see where their tax dollars are being spent, and they can see all of the political figures that said that this is what we need to do, and we're going to pressure them, because that's one thing that you have when you lobby. You got pressure and you got political power. And I believe that that's one thing Malcolm X said so eloquent, the ballot of the bullet, one of the two. And one of the things that we need to stay focused on is that we can mobilize. It starts just from that the feeding that Ryan put on. I believe that is at 1,000. And it was on there, not even having it been, it haven't even been up there a good 10 days yet. But that's the truth. That's the truth. And that's one thing that's definitely in our favor in these ages or whatnot, social media. So we're going to post that up on we're going to get the sister to post that up. And we want you to share it with every person on your Facebook friends. And like I said, we would like to get a decarcerated USA, and we're going to build a system based on a PERN system of the poverty rate and incarceration rate and the human rights abuse that's being done on each different state level. So I don't want anybody to feel out like they're not a part of the system, because if you're in the United States and you're being oppressed, we're all in it together. We're not. And one of the things that we gotta show solidarity. So we have a PERN and a person that's gonna be specifically assigned to Solidarity Commission, where we can show solidarity amongst ourselves or whatnot, and we can show the number, and we can show the numbers change anything.
That sounds great. One of the things that has been raised, and not only with this particular movement, but with even going back to Occupy, is that often when those who are, I guess, considered the grassroots community initiate change, initiate action, that when others come in under the auspices of being supportive, that these movements are often diluted and co-opted and turned into agendas that these groups have when they come to the table, again, under the auspices of unity. So how are you going to make sure that that does not happen with Decarcerate Louisiana? And I yield.
One of the things that we have done or whatnot, we're creating at this moment, we're creating a vetting system, and we're going to base this on facts. We're going to base this on logic. And one of the things that we're going to do is the things that's needed, from a human rights perspective, we're going to come up with a PERN system. And we could start off as Louisiana is the worst in the nation. And we could pick up from every state that then we're going to move from state to state. Abolishment of the 13th Amendment, in order for it to be abolished for us policy-wise, is we need to have two-thirds of election or whatnot. So we got to get out the vote, and we need you to sign up to vote the abolishment of it so we can call a constitutional convention to abolish. So from the logistic aspects of it or not, that's, I think that we got a good team and a good vision for that. So I believe that once if we stay on path as far as what actually has to be done and turn things into reality, I think it'll stop people from hijacking our cause into another agenda. You still there, sister?
Yes, I'm here. I apologize. I was muted. So as you know, we have developed a real strong relationship with those who have been in the Freedom Struggle for years, specifically mentioning the support that we've offered to the Free Alabama Movement from its inception to now, and which has expanded into the Redistribute the Pain campaign under the National Freedom and Justice Movement. So how are you asking these organizations to partner with you, and who are some of the organizations that have stepped forth so far?
We're asking organizations to partner with us. I believe that we're asking for their legal assistance as it goes to the various federal laws that that has to be put in place for us, lawsuits that has to be put in place. So we have the Promise Justice Initiative, and that's located in New Orleans, and that's one of the law firms that filed as it relates to the death penalty lawyers, as it relates to the guys being on death row without additions, things of that nature. But we're partnering with them as in spreading our word out. And at this moment, we're really on a grassroots level. So we want – 1 second. Yeah, one of the aspects that we're trying to do is get the people at the bottom engaged. So I believe, like, once we get them engaged as it relates to the issues that directly affect them and the issues that directly affect the mass, I believe that that we can stop any agenda from being hijacked.
That sounds good, and we're looking forward to continuing to nurture our end of the relationship as well. And so for anybody who might be new to getting into the freedom struggle, to getting involved in this, where can they best be served? How can we best use them? And give out your contact information one more time, please.
You can go to our Facebook at Decarcerate Louisiana. You can go to our Facebook page. You can also go to our Gmail account, as in decarceratelouisiana@gmail.com. And you can go to our website. Our website is at decarceratelouisiana.org. And you can go to that, and you can reach out to us. And what we're working on a simple process that things could be put in place, well, as people can lobby as legislators or whatnot. And we are the same as the National Rifles Association. They got letter campaigns. They got political pressure that they put on these political figures to change laws or to make laws in states to protect their interests. So we're going to mimic a lot of lobbyist companies as it relates to lobbying politicians and letting them know that your voice counts. So one of the things that I think is imperative is that we get registered voters. If you're not registered to vote now, that you vote, and that we're going to come up with tables and things of that nature, have at the rally. Well, you can register to vote on time. So I think that's one of the first things that you need to do. You need to be a registered voter.
Ashe. So I want to play this Dead Press propaganda. Can you talk about? Brother Ryan?
Yeah,
Brother Zoe?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I'm still with you.
Can you talk about this joint propaganda by Dead Prez and what it means to the movement?
It means a lot to the movement. One of the songs that I actually shed tears when I first heard this song or whatnot. And it means a lot to the movement because it tells us our political climax that we're in, meaning the state of affairs that we're in as a society. And I believe that in order for us to be progressive and evolve
based on evolving standards of decency as human beings, that we ought to galvanize the music like this, because art is an imitation of life. And I just ask you listen to artists to pay attention to the words or whatnot. I just like to give a shout out to them, because they definitely put down that track. Hello?
I'm sorry, Brother Zoe. We're going to go ahead and close out after this plays. And so we thank you for your continued contribution to the freedom movement, the freedom struggle. And we will continue to promote Decarcerate Louisiana and your efforts here on Sign of the Times, New Power Radio Network, and through our networks as well. So did you have anything else that you wanted to say to the listeners before we go?
The only thing that I just asked for y'all, our Declaration of Independence, Declaration of Independence is, that's definitely what it need to be. But our Declaration of our teachers, our Declaration to the teachers of Louisiana, and it's really a declaration to the teachers across the nation. So I just ask you to call your public official and ask them where they stand on that school to prison pipeline report, and put your support behind that report. And we can reach out through our Facebook plays or various other social media sites.
Ashe. Ashe. Hey. How are you? All right, y'all. All right, everybody. It looks like his call might have dropped. So we're going to close with this day of prayers. Again, it's very important to the movement. It's very important to our struggle. And it's very important to how we proceed forward, that we empower ourselves on every level. And like Brother Zoe said, music imitates life and life imitates art. So we're going to enjoy this joint. Please go to social media, Decarcerate Louisiana. You can also reach out to them at decarceratelouisiana.com. They also have a link there where you can donate and you can contribute to the cause. And, we don't get this thing started. August the 21st, we need for any and everybody, especially the babies, to show up, because ultimately that's who we're advocating for. This is not about anybody's organization. This is not about egos. This is not about elbows and nothing else. This is about us empowering ourselves so that our children won't continue to be engaged, if you will, in the same negative way that they're currently being engaged, and they won't turn into adults to help feed and foster this oppressive system that we know needs to not only change, needs to not only be abolished, but we need to get rid of altogether. And so long-term, one of the things that we have as far as the National Freedom and Justice Movement goes is to begin to vet some of these young people who are speaking up and stepping forward and giving them the power that they need, the tools that they need in order to represent themselves. It is the role of the elders to be for counsel, and it is the role for the youth to be our facilitators and our warriors. So we're going to end this tonight's broadcast. We appreciate Brother Zoe for being a part of tonight's dialogue. And again, reach out to them on social media, Decarcerate Louisiana, decarceratelouisiana.com, and decarceratelouisiana@gmail.com is their email address. And again, please contribute if it's a dollar, if it's $5, if it's $500. These brothers are also raising funds to purchase some equipment so that we can be self-sufficient, so we're not relying on other people's funds and other people's agenda to continue to move us forward. And so they're raising about $800 for a T-shirt machine, as well as some of our brothers are able to craft things and make belts and wallets and things like that. And there's a way for us to be able to use those resources to continue to uplift, empower, and engage our commitment to the community. So we'll see everybody tomorrow night, 6 p.m. here on Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. Again, go to decarceratelouisiana.com, Decarcerate Louisiana on Facebook, and decarceratelouisiana@gmail.com is their email address should you wish to reach out to them. Okay, we'll see everybody tomorrow night. We're closing out with the Warriors, their prayers, and the title of this joint is Propaganda. We see you tomorrow night, everybody. Salute.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now, it's extremely supporting of the president and his policies.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage. Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
Mother, so-and-so and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
And the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying? Cause Uncle Sam got a plan. If you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He's filling our heads with lies, got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really needs us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the group is still good for the gander, see.
I don't believe Bob Marley got the cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. In my arm. I don't want to die by a nuclear bomb. I say we all rush the Pentagon, pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God out of ignorance and fear. If God made man, then why the hell would he put us here? I thought he supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-assed leadership, different position. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. For your TV screen is telling lies to your vision. Every channel got some brainwashed cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs, claiming that they earned shots. Just a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedier? The big corporations, the pigs or the media? Sign of the time, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown, who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. It's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics, but it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley got some cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley got some cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed Huey because you knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is motherfucking propaganda.
Great understanding, and that we try to extend this to the general black population and also people, oppressed people all over the world. And I think that we differ from some other groups simply because we understand the system better than most groups understand the system. And with this realization, we attempt to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.